the Charlotte Museum of History is trying to save an historic African-American schoolhouse in North Charlotte. The old schoolhouse has sat for nearly 100 years atop a hill not far from UNC Charlotte, and it was one of the area's earliest schools to give formal education to African-Americans. The Museum of History hopes to turn it into an exhibit for today's school children, but it's facing an uphill climb. I went out to see the structure on a recent early afternoon where a group of strangers in coats and scarves were climbing the steps to the old schoolhouse, once known as the Salome School. It was named after a nearby Presbyterian church.
Hi folks, how are you? Come on in.
That's Adria Folk. She's the executive director of the Charlotte Museum of History. She's giving tours to raise awareness of the structure and the museum's campaign to save it. On the outside, the building itself isn't much to look at. The windows are boarded up, and the tin roof is covered in rust. But on the inside, Folk says the century-old schoolhouse is remarkably well-preserved.
All of the original flooring, the walls, the ceiling is all still intact. And you can even see some of the original window frames, the doors, the areas where the chalkboards were are all still intact and are primed for historic preservation.
The schoolhouse is also notable for its connection to Booker T. Washington, who, along with businessman Julius Rosenwald, paid for half of its construction. The rest of the money was raised from the community. That was the deal in the Rosenwald School Program, which funded thousands of black schoolhouses around the South in the early 20th century. Many have since been torn down or turned into community centers or stores, but this one is special because it's remained more or less unaltered from its original state. The Museum of History now hopes to restore it and turn it into an exhibit at its property on Shamrock Drive, but interest and money for the project has been hard to find. The museum needs $800,000 for the project, and they've only come up with about $200,000 after 3 years of fundraising. Folk says one of the biggest challenges is just making people aware of the building. It's hidden away behind an apartment complex, and if you didn't know any better, you might just think it was an old shed.
We've had a lot of people who are driving through this community today who say, I drive past this twice a day. I live right there. I had no idea what this was.
A lot of people just thought it was an old house or an old building that needed to be torn down, and didn't actually know the history of it.
That voice belongs to Jerry Hollis with Silver Star, Inc. It's a local group that's partnering with the museum and the Historic Landmarks Commission on the project. The pace of fundraising has always been modest from the beginning, and Folk says while the plan at first was to raise the money through community donations, the museum has now begun seeking major donations from outside as well.
I think now we realize that it's such a great undertaking that it's going to take some foundations, it's going to take some national attention, contributions from the city and the county, as well as the community coming together, because it is such a big endeavor.
They've had some success with an online GoFundMe and a $50,000 contribution from the city. Folk says she's also expecting to announce a gift from the county in the near future. But reaching that $800,000 figure is still proving difficult.
As we're meeting with foundation heads, we're hearing a lot of, well, when you get to that halfway point, come back and see us, because they want to see that the community initiative is there.
The museum has set a deadline of 2022 to have all the money raised. Hollis says he hopes the groups can do it because no one else has shown much interest in saving the schoolhouse or the history associated with it.
Even though right now it seems like it's an old, torn down building, at one time it was a pride of joy to where kids was able to come and learn.
And he worries that if the building isn't restored and moved to the museum, today's school children will never have an opportunity to see and feel that history firsthand. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delicknell.